What is up, everyone? Welcome to another Slab Stock Sundays episode. We've got PWCC Weekly Auction Room 121 on our way from our partners over here, of course, at PWCC, as we talk about the top cards ending tonight on this Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to anyone out there that is celebrating today, tonight, any mothers watching the show or listening, and also happy Mother's Day to my mom and Julian, to yours as well.
Yeah, shout out Mama Slab. Happy Mother's Day, you know. She has to abide by, you know, Aaron's strange quirks at times, you know, like wanting certain foods, you know. So shout out Mama Slabs.
Nah, she's the goat, but yeah, you're overblowing some happy Mother's Day, and let's start diving into this auction.
Actually, I have to cut in real quick too. I can't not mention Mama Slabs. We had a big break this last week, and Mama Slabs was absolutely cooking and made sure everybody got their packages really quick. So, you know, Mother's Day, goat.
Not only a big break, but it was a 22 case break for Bowman Baseball on release day. And we got all those packages out in under 24 hours, thanks to the help from many individuals here, including Mama Slab. So it was a super fun day. Hit some sweet cards, as Julian, as everyone might have seen on Instagram by now. But Julian's got a funny video floating out there if you want to find it, some Jenkins Red Wave Auto. But yeah, it's a fun week, and we're here to talk about the weekly auction tonight, and we'll be covering some of the different cards in the auction. I gotta be honest, from like an average value standpoint, this might be like one of the most loaded weekly auctions we've seen. I felt like when I was doing my review of the weekly auction, for me to get to cards that were in like the $100 bid range, it took me forever looking at like modern sports cards. It just took me so long because there are so many different ones, you know, in the $1,000, $500,000 plus range. We will be covering some of the best in tonight's auction, and we haven't done this in a little bit, but we'll be playing a little fun game called Gas or Trash, which, don't take it too personally, if you happen to really like a card and one of Julian or I call it trash. You know, everyone has their own opinions, all their own favorites out there in the auction, and some of these cards are expensive for a reason because a lot of people love them. But we're probably going to say that a lot of these are gas too, because, to be honest, this auction is really loaded. So, should be a fun time. And what's up, HPC? How are we doing? Yeah, Denver is really taking it to the Wolves here. It's really funny. I think I think they're up 15 right now or so. And then I think that it's going to be split two a pair, you know, both winning on the road. So we'll see how it goes once it goes back to Denver. I'd assume that Denver will win game five, honestly, because they're on an absolute roll right now going back home. I really don't see them losing the series at this point either. And Jay says the auction's kind of silly. There are 1,100 non-sports cards. People are going to get some deals, although I topped out at bidding on 80 cards. Jay, there is a lot of cards, and there's a lot of really good cards too. So if anyone has, you know, some interest out there in any cards, I'm watching a few on my laptop right now. I've got my computer where I've got the auction we'll be covering. There's a couple I'm interested in my laptop that might be throwing a little bit in here at some point. You know, make sure to review this auction pretty as thoroughly as possible as we approach the extended bidding starting in 9 minutes or so. Julian, I gotta say, we shout out. What's up, Henry? How we doing? There we go. Good to see you. We know Henry. Henry's a beast.
What's up, Henry?
But I gotta say, not only was it Mother's Day this weekend, but also Julian graduated from college this weekend. UW-Madison graduate, only the second on this stream. Obviously,
only took 6 years. No, I'm just joking.
Not nearly as cool as the dude that graduated 4 years ago. I can't believe it's 4 years now, dude. That's crazy, dude.
Dude was, Caitlin and I said the other day, so cool. They didn't even have an actual ceremony.
Dude, I couldn't. Well, yeah, we ended up having a ceremony eventually, but I literally was wearing a t-shirt and shorts. It was so hot outside. No one was wearing the gowns at all. Like, we just had our caps on and t-shirt and shorts on. Yeah. It was awesome. You had to wear the full gown out there.
Yeah, I can believe it. And I also like wasn't wearing like a full suit, and some people were, and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so happy I didn't. And I kind of wish I had worn shorts, but yeah, graduation on Saturday. I'm a graduate. You know how weird that is to say?
I'm a graduate. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it definitely was weird when I graduated, although it also just felt a lot different because of the circumstances. Yeah, at the same time, though, like, time flies for sure in college. It was just 3.5 years ago that I got the "Hi, Mr. Nowak" email from Julian. And here we are, Julian on Slab Stock Sundays 3.5 years man. Later.
Yeah.
Exactly, Jay. The cool thing is not having a ceremony.
Although I honestly totally agree. Like, Like the keynote speaker was like pretty cool. It was I think her name's Megan Duggan, and she's like graduated from Wisconsin, played hockey there, like really good hockey player, played at three Olympics. And, huh?
She must be a gold medalist then, right?
Yeah, yeah. Won two silvers and then one gold. Nice. In the 2018, I believe it was. So that was pretty interesting. But like, we don't get to walk. So like, we're listening to people speak for 2 hours, and like the keynote speaker is only doing probably max 30 minutes. So it's a lot. I was kind of zoned out.
Pat C had me locked in because we just won the finals. So I could not pay attention to Pat C. I had to pay it back. Yeah, other than that, though, I was totally tuned out when they were saying all the other stuff. It's just like, give me, I'm burning up. I just want to hang out with my friends this weekend. All right, let's jump into the auction for tonight. There's an absolute mammoth right off the bat here. We have the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander National Treasures rookie patch autograph 599. The crazy thing about this card is, I'll say it like probably like once every other episode, is I was super high on Shai. I actually had a couple cards, nothing too crazy, but there's always something in me where I was like, let me just like drop like $500 on Shai cards and see what happens. And when I say $500 on Shai cards, I mean like you for sure could have gotten this card for somewhere close to that back in the day. It was a $700 raw card or so, $800 raw card off of release. Seems freaking 15K for an Av 99, BGS 9. HBC says, pass or gas, Mickey Mantle rookie. Well, I mean, that's got to be gas. It's one of the biggest cards of all time.
Clip this. Absolute trash. No, yeah, that, I mean, that's just a staple. You can't not
guess. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you can't not guess it. Mantle's a sick card. But we got the Shai here. I have 99. Julie, now, I'm not even asking you specifically for this card, gas or trash. I'm saying for this price, how are we feeling? Because you look out there, and, you know, at one point, Zion NTRPs were like $200,000, but those have come down heavily. Let's just go see what a Ja Morant sells for. Then maybe we can get a little idea in here if this is a gas or trash based off of the price. So Ja's last – PSA 8 did around 14K. BGS 9 at 14.5. I might call gas here. Jaws barely played. Shai was should have won MVP this year.
Yeah, I mean, you actually kind of just changed my opinion there. I would need to like do a little bit of research, but compared to a Jaw, definitely gas. That should not be comparable in my eyes, because Jaw's past couple seasons have been quite the up and down, but In terms of like situations, I usually would stay away from buying like when they're in the playoffs, like there's potential for them to move on, all eyes are on them. But in this situation, if the price is right, I'd send it.
Should we get like a Price is Right segment going?
True. With Price is Right featuring Swag Stocks.
The price is wrong. Remember that. Do you remember Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
Just messing around. I have to say, like, based on like the actual bid amount for this card right now compared to, I think, similar cards, similar players, I feel like that this is a gas, given that at such a young age and such a young age for that team, he's led that team to one seed, and I know that they just dropped one in Dallas that they probably should have got. But you know, the only thing I'd say is that you might be able to get a better deal on that on this summer, but at the same time, like, the Thunder aren't getting worse. Like, I don't think we see the Thunder get worse for like nearly 8 years, honestly. They have so many draft pick capital, they have so many young players. It's a gas for me compared to what else is out there at the price. And I'd also, it gets difficult once you start to talk about Wemby's, given there's no Spurs rookie autographs, but I actually really like the royal blue shimmers on Wemby. We won't do this one, but that's a pretty sick card. I know I'm not dropping 10K on it, but it's a cool looking card.
I'd also throw in for the Shai, because you made the point about like how they're only getting better. You also don't know like when this card will pop up again. I know it's out of 99, and that might seem like a lot, but people are probably going to be holding on to his stuff, seeing the trajectory they're on, and he's a great player. So you might not come across a card like this between now and the start of next season.
Yeah, I would have to say that like 99 seems like a lot until you get people that literally like buy and hold on to the card. It's not like a random 99 where it's like a, you know, non-auto green refractor, so I have like a Bowman blaster box that people trade so frequently. So yeah, it's a sweet card to me, and I wish I owned it at one point or still do today. All right, here's one where I think we're going to have to field the audience's comments on this too, and maybe was this the Hubie buy-in for you?
It was the big card.
It was the big card. So we have a dual shield here of Bryce Young and CJ Stroud. I mean, the CJ Stroud's got like a nice thread hanging on to the NFL logo too. Do you see that?
Yeah, and then you figure out what the card's from, and that just ruins it.
Yeah, so, you know, on the back it says enclosed authentic memorabilia is not for any specific game or event. You know, like, I just wish that once and for all, you know, Panini, and I know Topps does now include with Fanatics' athlete relationships so many game-used relics in all their high-end products, but it's just really tough knowing that, you know, boxes for this stuff without autographs of Stroud and Young are, like, thousands of dollars, and yet some of the biggest chase cards you get, like, you do have to sit here and question and say, okay, you know, where are these relics really from? Especially when you look at other cards to them, and it's like, well, did they even wear this jersey when that time frame was, aka Johnny Davis, Adidas patch, stuff like that. So, like, you know, you're talking $5,000. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say trash just because of the non-knowing of whereabouts of the relics for the price point. But, man, I really wish that, you know, we could see some game use items of these guys get in the fold, especially without having autograph contracts for them. You know, like, I feel like that, like, at that point, it's like, okay, well, if you don't have the autograph contracts, how about we spend the money and go get some game worn relics to really make these things bolstered, you know?
For sure. And when you think about that, it like makes you think, like, it kind of hurts because they're trying, like, it makes you think that they're trying to save the money, but you could have gotten some really sick stuff. And for that price, it's just jaw dropping. I can't, it's pretty ludicrous to me, but my trash can isn't like arm's length away, so I can't grab it, but that is a trash.
All right, next one here is the Joe Mauer Bowman Chrome Gold Refractor Auto, not numbered, BGS 9.510. Now, this released in 2002. I'll let Julian go first. Just what's your immediate?
Okay, I was going to say you might need to elaborate more on this because, like, I know he was a really good player, but the price seems a little crazy to me. I don't know a ton about the history of the card and like a ton about him.
I'll save you from giving a take that might not make sense.
Yeah.
So basically, one, Joe Mauer is definitely one of the biggest draft picks of all time. Like, coming out of school, I don't know if you know this, but he could have went to the NFL. He could have went to college, play college football, and be a quarterback. He was like number one high school football player in Minnesota. Pretty sure he's the number one high school basketball player in Minnesota too. He was the number one high school baseball player all at one time. So he might be one of the best high school athletes in a given state at a given time, like, ever for like the main sports. On top of that, so he chooses baseball, right? He doesn't go to college. He goes straight to the Twins. He ends up he's got some stats under his belt that are like first catcher to lead the bang to lead the AL and bang title like 3 years in a row, stuff like that. Yeah, he only struck out one time during his high school career. How crazy is that? There's a lot about Joe Mauer that makes him like legendary outside just what happened with his MLB career. But he ended up becoming a Hall of Famer. He's the most recent Hall of Fame inductee, actually. He's the first ballot Hall of Famer this past year. He was on like a huge trajectory, becoming like, one of the best all time in the position. Ended up having to move to first base. I think there's possibly some injuries where he couldn't catch regularly, you know, mm-hmm. So they end up giving a pretty big contract. He ended up having to move to first base /DH, I think, at the end of his career. But as for this card, I did some extensive research on 2002 Bowman, especially with the new release coming out. I was really curious about this card. There was only four variations of autographs in 2002 Bowman Chrome. It was Gold Refractor, X-Fractor, Refractor, and Base Auto. And I'd assume that the Golds were print run of 50, the X Fractors are print run of 100. The Refractors might have been like 250, and the base were probably like 500. So it's probably less than 1,000 total autographs of Joe Mauer, like Bowman Chrome autos. And there really was not much like rookie auto stuff to release. So like when you're talking about like marquee cards of certain players of Hall of Famers, like this is 100% his best card. There's no Super Fractors best that back then. This hasn't sold in over 2.5 years, I think, on auction. So like this is kind of like best card of Hall of Fame player popping up on auction for the first time in a long time, which to me, this card is mega gas. Like, I love Bowman Chrome Autos. I like Joe Marla. I lived in Minnesota for 10 years, so my friends were huge fans of him. He just seemed like a really awesome guy, like, you know, really like home. And he was from Minnesota too, obviously, landed on the Twins, a really hometown guy. This card is mega gas. One of the gassest in the auctions, I must say.
Yeah, I have to say thank you for saving me there, because I kind of suspected there was something more that I didn't know, but you could have stopped at three sports, like one of the best players, if not the best player in three sports. That's outrageous. Like, I don't think I've ever heard of that outside of this situation, because I've heard like top basketball players, like also a top football player, but for three sports, like, right. I don't even know how that's possible. That's major gas.
Major gas. I'm looking up a stat quick. I want to see. I don't know if he lands in the record books for most career points for an individual in Minnesota for high school basketball. I was just curious if he was like towards the top in all-time points scored and stuff. Maybe he wasn't, because like obviously there's some dudes just put up like ridiculous amounts of points in games that play at like really low divisions and stuff. But nah, man, he's an incredible individual and all very well deserving. Exactly. And also nearly at the start of the era of the Bowman Chrome autograph. Like, we were talking about like early Bowman Chrome autographs that matter. His is like right up there. So it's a very marquee card as well in the Bowman and baseball market. And we know how big Bowman is now. Obviously, it's like the biggest staple release of every season. Exactly. There's very little, you know, first of Hall of Famers with the auction or with the options. So Tom's correct there as well. So that's one where I got to go major gas. Now, this next one I pull up, I'm not a wrestling guy by any means, WWE, but there's a Roman Reigns Topps Chrome Gold Refractor autograph PSA 10/10, numbered out of 10, pop one in the auction. Now, I know that Roman Reigns is one of the biggest stars in WWE right now, at least. I don't know why, but he is. And the last copy of this to sell was a PSA 9, I think, for $3,000. This is the pop one PSA 10/10 in the Super Fractor Auto. Sold for $15,000 2 years ago. Julian, gas or trash?
Gas. You combine the rarity of this with, like, there are some crazy, like, you can put UFC, WWE, like, fans, all of that. And Roman Reigns is now, like, one of the faces of WWE. I love some of the WWE stuff. I'm assuming this is either first year, like, one of the first years.
His first year Topps Chrome WWE as well.
First year, so that rarity is just insane. You put in that comp, like, this card should probably be worth much, much more than what it is right now. Love the photo, cool auto. Yeah, give me that gas.
No, I'm like, once again, by no means am I a WWE guy. I really don't understand, but that's okay. I don't have to understand it. I like things other people don't understand, so it's fine. But I gotta go gas on this, because the importance of this card is massive. Especially with Gold Refractor autographs being numbered out of 10, that's not a really normal occurrence. As we know, as most are, you know, modern cards are out of 50 for gold, but there were Topps Chrome football autographs back then, like in 2013, that were also out of 10 for gold refractors. So I just think it makes it like that much more juicier as a card, is the fact it's numbered out of 10, which is kind of like a gold prism is now, as we know. But yeah,
huge, it's mega huge, juicy.
Mega juice, huge fan of that card. All right, let's go with a basketball card here. I'm like split on this one, Julian. What's your thoughts? Ant Edwards neon orange Pulsar off 15 PSA 10 at $4,300. It's a first off the line exclusive parallel.
Yeah, I'd have to do a little research, but I do really like the orange, the way this card looks. I'm a huge fan of Anthony Edwards. I was texting Aaron the other day. I'm like, this dude's got to be Michael Jordan's kid. Like, I can totally see it.
He said, absolute, stop with those comparisons, sir.
Yeah. Absolute legend. He's so good. And I mean, yeah, I'd have to look at some of his, like, I know his patch autos go pretty crazy, but I'd go gas off of how good of a player he is. Great card. But yeah, I'll go gas.
Obviously, like, context matters, like the price point. I'm wondering, like, what was this price point like 2 weeks ago? It's gonna be hard to tell with a card this rare, but maybe we get lucky and find a complete sale recently on it. To me, like, if this thing anything more than what's this number at 15? More than like 80% increase in price in the last couple weeks. So it was around $3,000 in February. It's not like as big of an increase as maybe up to this point. Obviously, it could increase more. I just think there's other options I'd rather have. So trash will be probably like a heavy-handed thing to say here. But like, I think I'd rather just personally for my own collecting have like an orange at 25. Not an orange at 25. I keep on speaking Bowman talk, like an on-card autograph.
It's
like
ingrained, number. Ingrained.
It's crazy. I'm you know, all over that right now. But what does the gold auto do? You're saying of Roman Reigns? The PSA 9 did like $3,000. I expect this to go like over six, possibly extended bidding. This will be a very – I think if you look at cards and say which cards will go into bidding wars, like this card could 100% get into a huge bidding war.
Agreed. So okay, I also want to mention this card's hilarious. Oh, he was asking about the Anthony Edwards.
Okay, got you.
But first, I can usually when they put like the title and they're like just the last name of the other guy on it, it's like someone that like no one like I haven't heard of or like wasn't like significant at all. Like J.R. Smith and LeBron James are just a legendary combination. I love this card. It's amazing.
I think this is hilarious. You almost wish you could like fast forward time and get them on like a Cavs dual auto where J.R. Smith is like, you know, LeBron's like this or whatever.
Yeah.
If they could like get like a meme card like that, obviously this was made in 2005 before that happened, but still, I think it'd be hilarious. I do really like this card. I think this is mega gas, like multiple color patches on both sides of J.R. Smith and LeBron James. Like, hey, if you're trying to get into, go ahead.
I was getting everything about it. The design, the 23, they're both wearing 23. Like how they incorporate both colors from both teams into the patches. Yeah, man, just mega gas. And J.R. Smith, the GOAT, you know, he's golf legend too.
Golf legend as well. So I was just going to say, like, if you are looking to, like, get into a LeBron James autograph from Exquisite at a lower price point, how can you not take a send on this one at 23? The jersey number for both of them, like I think at like you just look out there and you look at that Anthony Edwards we just talked about that's already like at this price point. And I know that like there's different reasons why cards sell for different amounts, but for me, I'm buying this LeBron and J.R. Smith all day over the Ant-Man. Let us know in the comments, would you rather have this dual auto patch of J.R. Smith and LeBron James or the Anthony Edwards select courtside neon orange? I mean, give me that on card dual patch autograph. It's so funny.
Oh yeah.
I love it. All right, let me back out of here. 10-point game here in Minnesota right now. By the way, Real Music, the gold Ant-Man 10 PSA 9 did $3,840. That was 3 weeks ago or so. Ooh, like that. It's 2017 flawless. Oh, dude, that. This stuff just blew over completely. We got logo men of Josh Giddey selling for $3,500+ now. Jeez. Not we, meaning us, just like the market.
Yeah. And then you also consider like his year this year wasn't great. And he can't – I didn't realize until recently that he can't like shoot the three.
No.
Like leave him open. He kind of has like a broken shot. Yeah. Down 16.6 points last year, 12.3 this year. Yeah, that combined with the other issues, I'd say very shocking.
Agreed. Although I don't really know what's all happening with that. It sounds like it all blew over. And at this point, you know, to each their own on who wants to buy his cards or not, I guess. Nice. Ronaldo Gold 50 PSA 9. So, Julian, I presume that you didn't wake up early this morning to watch. Well, it really wasn't that early in the game. Did you watch the Man U Arsenal game?
No.
I was going
to
say,
it had nothing to do with getting up early, though. I've gotten up very early for Manchester United games.
Yeah, you had to move everything.
It was Mother's Day. Wanted to keep the nice, the happiness, the emotions great, not down in the dumps. And I knew that game was going to end how it did.
Okay. Well, either way, I'm seeing
a lot. I know what happened, though.
Andrew was all in on watching, as we know. So I've seen a lot of talk on Twitter. Andrew, I want to hear your opinion that Ronaldo, when he came back at his older age, offered like three times more than Hoyland offers in a game. There's a lot of negative Hoyland talk out there right now, and he hasn't scored in about 10 Premier League games straight, I think. a lot of people are saying that Ronaldo's retread with the United team is more to the team than what Rasmus can offer.
I think that, I mean, if you're comparing Ronaldo to Hoyland, obviously Ronaldo, but like some of it's blown out of proportion in my eyes, because you consider who's around Hoyland. Like if you watch a Manchester United game completely, like he's not, like they're not feeding him the ball. Like his best opportunity today was from a tackle that like he ran onto and he should have struck it better. But the things I love about him is his intensity in defending. He's like always working hard. Sure, he could be a little bit more clinical, but in my eyes, and I'm pretty critical about our Manchester United team right now, he's one of the few players I'd want to build around. I just don't think he's in the right situation with some of our guys. Like, do you think Antony's like giving him the best?
Do you see the meme of him checking
into the game? He's ready to like just absolutely tear it up on the field and everyone's clowning him. Like, dude, you had to know the camera was gonna be on you.
Yeah,
I think the Hoyland hate's a little extreme. First season in the Prem and like had a pretty good stretch there, but I think just the morale in general is down. Like you can't pin it on one player. And like I said, there's very few players that I'd say like we need to keep for next year.
So part two for me is then, was Ronaldo like forced, like he was like forced out, wasn't he? By like Ten Hag, kind of, it was just like clashes in the locker room. It's kind of like forced out. Like, I don't get it, man.
My big thing is, and I'm going to stick to it, is if one player thinks they're bigger than the club, that's when I don't care how good you are, you got to cut it. I think there was like some butting of the heads. I think Ronaldo kind of thought, like, if you're a first year coach coming in and you're trying to just like make the locker room intensity like as great as possible, implement your plans, and there's a guy who thinks he's bigger than everybody else, I don't think that's going to mesh well. I don't think Ronaldo staying would have fixed anything. He probably just would have been complaining like Bruno Fernandes. But that's just my take. I do think like it could have worked out better, but I just think I would have made a very similar decision with Ronaldo. And at the time, people applauded it, so... I think you're still mute. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. My next point is what's going on at Manchester United right now, is it making this card actually more valuable? Which sounds silly, but it lasts over 2,500 as a PSA 9 in January. And I know this card was likely more valuable than that in the past, like back when soccer cards and all cards were hotter in general, like a PSA 9 was like 4,800, but it is increasing from the last sale in January. Do you think that, like, obviously when he went to Saudi, a lot of people were like, ooh, boo, you know, market declining. Do you think that now Manchester United not being so successful without him is helping the perception? I don't know, just a thought.
It might, like, from a market perspective, it very well could be, but for me, it should be like, no, it shouldn't be like that. But I could totally see it. People are like, this situation's terrible. But it's a very different team than from when he was in it. I don't think you can really compare the two. But I guess like you can, it's one of those things where you can appreciate how good Ronaldo was. And he's been in multiple situations where he's performed super well. But yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if that was the case.
Yeah, agreed. Now, not going to play gas or trash with this, because we all agree this card is absolutely mega gas. It's a John Jones on card. I think it's his first ever on card tops, or just auto tops card. PSA 10 from 2009, or if not the UFC GOTA in a lot of people's opinions. It's at $2,500. Just a cool card out there. I think he's supposed to be coming back soon to fight after he had a pec injury. But yeah, just a really cool card for any UFC fans out there. This one cracks me up. They decide to throw the top four picks on a card together out of the draft from 2018, Immaculate Quad on card autograph. Do you like when they do quad autos like this, or like, I get why they did it, but at the same time, it's like, you just know, like eventually, like the luster is going to just like wear off as Aiden stinks and gets traded to Portland and gets clowned and Bagley's even worse, you know?
Yeah, I think the idea is definitely cool, but I prefer it so much more when they're all horizontal and there's like an actual like uniformity. This is like, for me, there's way too much going on here. And then you factor in what you just said, like the top half, very nice. Bottom half, I mean, Bagley. Yeah, actually, both of them are not. As I said, I was going to try and justify it for a second there, but like both of them just, yeah, it hurts with the value. It's kind of like the, not like the LeBron and JR, where like if you want to get in on a Luka auto, you just like say, like, does he have any dual or quad autos with one of the other top picks that didn't do so hot? But yeah, this one for me, there's just too much going on. And I'm assuming you think the same thing. Like, I was going to ask you, how do you think, like, from a standpoint of like organization, a guy who's like very organized, how does this card make you feel?
I mean, it's not the worst. Sometimes there's autographs where it's very hard to tell like whose does it go to, or patches on cards, or like who does this belong to, because you can't tell if it's like bottom, top, left, right, whatever. It is just kind of tossed together, a lot of just stuff going on, as you mentioned.
I also want to mention real quick, I don't know if you were going to say this, but you see that the Hawks got the number one overall pick.
I was literally just going about to. I was just about to parlay it into the Hawks getting the number one pick. Dude, they had 3% odds. I haven't seen something like that in like my lifetime, possible, or at least when I've been paying attention to the NBA for like a while now. But the Hawks getting the number one pick, and the Pistons getting a number 5 2 years in a row with the worst record is terrible luck.
Awful. It's terrible luck, but I do like it because that takes away tanking.
I mean, it does. People are complaining about it, like, this needs to be fixed. But at the same time, like, it's doing its job, you know, like it's supposed to discourage people from tanking and going for it, like, because you never really know like where you're gonna place. So in the end, like, it's doing its job. The Hawks have the number one pick. I presume they're gonna take Alexander Sarov, Perth, because they need a big guy to pair with whoever they're gonna have their guard wise. If it's Trey, I'm hearing a lot of chatter of San Antonio possibly trading for Trey Young with their capital at number 4 and 8. I'd say number 4 could be a pretty valuable pick in this draft. If you have a team that, you know, is like not there right now, but you want to grab one of those Kentucky guards to build around as your star guard, like, you know, picking up number 4 and whatever other picks you can and players, like, that could help out your team a lot from where you are right now. Trey Young just kind of treading in middle of nowhere. Like, honestly, I'd make that trade if I was the Hawks. If I was the Spurs, though, I don't know if I'd make that trade, honestly. Like, I guess pairing Trey with Wemby could be effective. It'd take them up from where they are now, but do you think that just, like, sacrifices too much of this, like, rebuild that they're doing, you know?
Yeah, I think Trey's the type of part, he's a little bit too much of a – he needs the ball. He's not a great defender. I think that might stunt like the growth of Wemby and that team for sure. So I'm not necessarily like, I don't know if that's the best move, but undoubtedly I think they'd be better than this year if they had Trae Young. But looking in the long term, there would be question marks around that for me.
Yeah. My biggest worry is adding a guy with a massive contract to that team and not being able to like fully like get your rebuild under yourselves before just like strapping that on the books. Honestly, Trae Young is a very, very good passer, even though that like he is a high usage player. He's a dynamic passer. And that lob from Trey to Wemby would go crazy. But at the same time, like, I agree. Like, I don't know if it's worth it for them at this moment. Andrew, there's like not a, there's no like Wemby or at the time like Zion or, you know, even like, I guess, you know, in other drafts, maybe there wasn't even a clear number one. Like in the 2018 draft, like, you know, a lot of people are saying this draft's not that good because, oh, there's no clear number one. Well, let's be honest. In 2018, was there really a clear number one? Like the Suns picked DeAndre Ayton. I watched Luka film and I said, Luka's the best player in this draft. And they didn't pick Luka. So like, I think a lot of different NBA drafts, you kind of have this like not clear number one. And eventually some of these players develop into amazing players. I think a lot of people are saying that just because a ton of these guys are coming over internationally, which, as we've seen, has actually been very fruitful for the NBA. And then number two, there was no really dominant college teams this year too with these players that are good, because some of these players are getting split up throughout the country now. So it's not the same as it was 5 years ago for NBA drafts. But also Anthony Edwards is amazing, dude. He's got 45 points right now. Only reason why the T-Wolves aren't going to win, dude, he's just dominating. Carl Anthony Towns is 5 for 18 though right now, and my friends are going crazy. My Wolves friends, he's doing terrible. What I would say is that Alexander Sarr is probably the number one pick that will happen. But at the same time, it's like, you know, he's played in like overtime elite and in the New Zealand basketball, he hasn't really like stay in one place. And I hear a lot of people think he has some limited offensive game right now, but he's a beast. I mean, he's a beast on the defensive end. I think he's a good pick at number one. Reza Shea is a sharpshooter too from France, who I think is going to be a top pick for a team that needs a shooter. Team needs a shooter, and they're like almost there. Otherwise, like, he could help a ton. But all right, we can move on from this. We've definitely spent a lot of time on this.
Definitely. Well, I have a question for you as well, and the audience is, if you're Trae Young and you were not happy and you're thinking about forcing your way out, would this make you wait a little to see what happens with the draft? Or do you think it's at the point where you'd be like, I still want to go?
Well, oh, you're saying you're Trae.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, if you're the Hawks, dude, I'm partying right now, getting the number one pick after being number 11. Like, thinking that you were in the play-in and you barely missed the playoffs, you have Trae Young, who hasn't really had a whole lot of really good pieces around him. Try to take a player and put him with Trae and see if they can build like a 1-2 combo that's actually effective, because Sar is a great defender too. But at the same time, if you're Trae and you actually have a say in what you want to do, you might do what Real Music said. Like, hey, put me on a team where I can actually win. Like, I've been sitting here in no man's land for a while. So it's difficult to say for sure. They have DeJounte Murray still as well. Yeah, and Dean Mark, you know, I really hope that we don't see a major injury for Wemby. He actually stayed relatively healthy last year, I think, all things considered. Yeah, you know, maybe they could say then and be like, wow, if Wemby was ever hurt for an extended period of time, like, we're losing like a lot of games. So maybe they make the trade to get an immediate piece in there. But some of the offers I've seen, like, I saw like a mock offer of like the number 4 pick, the number 8 pick, Keldon Johnson. Another role player, like the number 31 pick. I'm like, dude, that's just like, you're kind of giving away like every single piece you can try to build a team with right now just to get Trae Young. That we've seen a lot of people trade for players and it doesn't work out in the NBA, you know? Like, even the Hawks themselves trade for DeJounte Murray. So I'd be worried if I was a Spurs fan seeing like shipping out all of your assets to get Trae Young.
Without a doubt. You don't want to hurt the future of the organization.
And Andrew, if it were me, I mean, if you're the Hawks, you could do that because you're kind of sitting in that no man's land. But oh my gosh, and like, they're not going to win this game. But the dude's all over the court blocking shots, scoring like he's ridiculous. I think that the Spurs should do this more than the Hawks should do this, because this, not maybe trade like their picks, or I don't know what, not trade their picks necessarily, but they should do something, because the Spurs are in a much better position to be in the OKC path right now, given that they already like have that beast player. Like the Thunder had Shea. Well, the Spurs have Wemby. They just need to start to get those pieces around him. So they should just use those picks that they have right now, like 4 and 8, and hopefully they draft well. I do have to say, we got to get back to the gas or trash. Julian, gas or trash on the blank slates, which I did not know were black until now. They've been white all the other years. Panini is, as we see, constantly trying new things that I'm not sure they're hitting the mark, as they completely missed the mark as the gold kabooms in soccer. But what do you think on this one?
Gold kabooms and shot soccer. That's hilarious. Those cards.
You saw that, dude? Yeah. It's the worst. Yes. That's the worst. Yeah. It's terrible.
Not great. This one I'd have to pass. It looks too much like a base card to me. And it's one of those things where you're changing it up too much. Like, people like what it was, and then you change it to something where, like, kind of resistant to change. So I'm not a big fan of it. There's a lot of Wemby cards, which we've mentioned. Like, there's so many different options, and they're still going to keep coming. Like, the Select was released recently, so the products that are going to be coming out. And of all of those, this would not be high up on my list. So
here's the thing for me. Like, I've really liked the blank slates in the past. Yes, the more that you do them, they can get repetitive, as it's a white background and the player's image on the card. So I give them props for trying something new. I would say, though, like, keep the normal blank slate and maybe add in this, like, numbered out of 10, you know, to, like, make it obviously be, like, a little bit more rare chase, but at the same time, it's not all that it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Because there's the old blank slate, so I had that one pulled up. So they're, like, you know, in my opinion, like, that's what it is, blank slate. It's white, you know, it's not.
Yeah, right. Yeah, when, like, I think of a blank slate, it's not, like, all black.
Unless they're going with the chalkboard effect, I guess. But at the same time, like, I just don't think it really gets at what the purpose of it is. Quick, Julian.
Gas, dude. I love that card. One of these days, I'm gonna pick up a Hezbollah. I love some of the meme cards. It's hilarious. Like, I know we pick on Panini a little bit, but stuff like this, I was like, great addition. Whoever decided to come with adding Hasbulla to the UFC after like how much eyes on he gets there, it's amazing.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, this is a fun one.
Yes.
Gas or trash, Bill Belichick. Go Expos.
Gas. One of those things, again, I don't think I've ever seen this card before. And I'm pretty certain Bill Belichick isn't a frequent signer for sports cards. So him along with his personality and put Go Expos on that, that's hilarious.
I think it's funny how he literally just like wrote his name too. Like he didn't even give it a go for the autograph. He literally just like wrote his name. I remember Tops
unclear. trash. Vinny's not a. I'm assuming that was for this one.
Oh, I was like, what? Yeah, Vinny's out on the Bill Bell.
Oh, chain. Did I say trash, Vinny? Is that what I just said?
Yeah, you go, Vinny. Oh. Trash. Vinny, I was like, what? I was like, you just catching a stray here on a Sunday night or what? Ooh, Corbin Carroll hat relic out of 5 PSA 10. So here's the thing, though. It's a player-worn mem, right? Like, I'm sure that he did wear this. Normally, I'm very out on – well, obviously, he wears his player-worn. But I meant, like, it's not game used. I'm normally very out on, like, hat relics when they put them into, like, football or basketball cards because, like, if they're not wearing that hat at the draft, like, they don't wear hats when they play the game. At least in baseball, they wear – hats, you know,
and
they use it, they wear them every day, so it's like a very common thing. So I think it's sweet. The logos in the MLB are very lend themselves to hat relics because it's baseball, and I think it's gas. He needs to get better though. He's had a terrible start to the year. Please get better soon, Corbin Carroll.
I agree. Major gas. This was actually one of the cards I was gonna talk about for a couple of my favorite cards because like you said, Corbin, like, very surprising start to the season with how poor he's been. So it's one of those things where his cards are trending downwards, and I would not be afraid to pick it up because I think he's still a really quality player, and he showed it last year. And then you throw in the patch. Oh, filthy.
Pretty nasty. All right. How about your boy, Travis Kelce?
Yeah, no. It's a no for me. God. Psych! Travis.
Julian's find the trash can.
If you check out Travis Kelce, like, still that card does not. I'm not a fan of the way that card looks, but like,
I have to say,
Travis Kelce. Sorry, I have to go on a bit of a tangent. Number one, the whole Taylor Swift thing. He's constantly everywhere. Number two, he's like becoming the bad boy. And number three, him investing in Alpine and that car being absolutely terrible, nail in the coffin, going to the Miami Grand Prix wearing Alpine, walking around like he owns. Oh my gosh, man.
Odds that we get this card for this year with Taylor Swift in the card too.
Oh my gosh. That'd be crazy. That'd be crazy.
Right.
And that card's at what? With buyer's premium, like $700?
Yeah. Was that like 800 or something? Oh no. Yeah. 700 or so.
Oh my gosh.
Anything else anyone wants to bring up and talk about, feel free to. We are actually on to the next window right now, so cards are starting.
Shake sold. Didn't even get another bid.
Would it go up to like 17 grand or something?
Yeah, it sold for 17.4.
Oof. How about Teddy Bridgewater? Kaboom. Gold PSA.
What's that at?
Like $320?
Gas. Major gas.
I really like that 1954 World on Wheels, which is what they designed the 2020 Topps Chrome insert set off of. Dude, General Motors PSA 9.
That is hard.
Super cool. None grade higher, only a pop 8. So I do like that one a lot. And that is at $310. So it is pretty sought after. Pretty sought after 54 card right there. Not 54 Hank Aaron, 54 car.
True.
Kareem and sick Bill car. Walton do auto, pretty sick car there. It features Kareem in the Bucks. Anytime you get Kareem in the Bucks, you got to be happy about it. At least I do.
Yeah. Everyone's
got to be happy. If you're not happy, you're wrong.
Yeah.
This Tim Lincecum is crazy how cheap this is, in all honesty, because Tim Lincecum was a guy that was like one of the most electric pitchers in baseball for a bit of time. And just looking at like how much Paul Skeens cards are selling for, and then looking at that Tim Lincecum now, you know, I'm not an absolute pitcher analyst to understand, you know, how good Lincecum's career shook out versus what his like couple really good years were. I'm pretty sure he had like three really good years, and then outside of that, he kind of fell off a cliff majorly, which is happening. I'm looking right now. He played 10 years, and he was back-to-back Cy Young winner at 24 and 25 years old, and then had another really good year, another pretty quality year, and then after that, kind of fell off the map majorly, and I think he has some really inflated numbers because his numbers were super good for like a few years there, but really high peak. Lincecum has a lot of fans, and 270 right there. Have you ever heard of Lincecum for someone who started to – have? All right, just making sure. Now, these are intriguing to me, man. Buying on injury is something that, you know, has been done in baseball many, many times over. And I'm trying to figure out some sales on these. I know Spencer Schreier's out for the entire year. Obviously, it's not ideal for card prices, but it might be ideal for buying prices because, and when he's healthy, he's one of, if not the best pitcher in baseball. Although DeGrom, while he's healthy, DeGrom's injured like all the time. This one really intrigues me, this blue refractor autograph, and I might actually take a send on it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to lock it up for something that makes sense, but I mean, a PSA 9 was like $520 pre-injury. Somewhere around there. So maybe I'll go at it for this, hold it for a year. And
did he tear his UCL or something?
Yeah, he did. It's a very common occurrence with pitchers. Trigger? Yeah, it's a very common occurrence.
Yeah. I mean, you watch how they throw stuff. I'm like, that cannot be how the human body is.
It's not. I mean, the way they're like ripping their arm to get all these RPMs out of the throw and stuff. I mean, it's just like something that, you're right, is not how the human body is supposed to work. Holy cow, that card has definitely tanked. Jackson Holliday, second auto, blue eye, 150. I should have been keeping a tab on that to see what that was at. Not that I'm saying it's an excellent buy at this moment, but it just feels like that's a pretty good deal. Andrew saw Tim Lincecum throw a no-hitter in San Diego, which instantly makes Andrew the coolest dude in the stream tonight. Like, that's pretty sick. To see a no-hitter, and two, see Lincecum throw a no-hitter in person. Pretty awesome. Julian, what do you make of the Cobbie Mayhew slander right now?
People are slandering him?
Yeah, I see a lot of people saying that he's like a traffic cone in the defensive midfield.
That's just outrageous. Like, I know some of the stuff was getting blown out of proportion originally. Like, he had a fantastic stretch of games where people are like comparing him to like Declan Rice and all that. Like, get that, calm down on that. But he is easily like one of our best players this season. And you pair him like traffic cone, you pair him with Amrabat. Like, anybody's gonna look bad in a two-person midfield when you have to cover the entire thing. And Martin Odegaard sends this dude back to the 2022 World Cup. Like, Cobbie Mayhew has been amazing for us. Humble guy, hard worker. Him on the ball, man, as like a defensive midfielder, his foot skills are insane. So I won't take any Cobbie Mayhew slander. You can come after 99% of our team, like even Hoyland a little bit, but Cobbie Mayhew, like, you can't. I will not accept that at all.
I really want to see your reaction to that. I don't think it's like a huge contingent of people. I've definitely seen some rumblings. Also, Ronaldo's up to $3,000 right now, so that's a huge bounce back from where it was in January. I mean, you're talking nearly $1,000 more post buyer's premium. Joe Mauer's nearly at $10,000, Julian. You thought that was high at 44? I'm telling you, this card, the rarity behind it, huge. It's already at 72.50 right now.
Slapstock's black card time.
It's a sick card. I won't be buying it, but it's definitely an awesome card. Vinny, are you saying that Jason Chirio is a top 100 prospect? If so, I probably shouldn't have sold some of my cards in there. I didn't realize he was going to hit top 100 prospect status. I guess that's on me for not realizing that. Is Gavi coming back soon? I feel like he's been out for forever.
That's a good question. I don't even know how long ago he got injured.
Man, really nice Holland Merlin here. Gold out of 50. It's a super cool card.
True.
I really like the goal.
3 days ago, Gavi only at halfway stage of recovery.
What? I feel like he's been out for forever.
Let's see. So report. FC Barcelona has received bad news. So he tore his ACL, or no, ruptured his ACL in November. And they said, obviously, Barcelona was upset because Spain kind of ruined it. But let's see. There's a lot of talk about, but not saying anything. Okay. That article did absolutely nothing. Apparently, it's more severe than people thought. They thought Gavi would be ready September, October time, but the latest is it's going to be longer than that. Wow. He'll be at full capacity in January 2025 is what they think.
How is that possible? Wasn't it just an ACL tear? I know that probably means a lot more for soccer than like basketball, but still. Yeah, but
still, I mean, oh, they suspect that the Spain doctors made it worse.
Oh, well, that's just like wonderful. How can
this now what second youngster that's like got absolutely butchered by like surgeries, like Ansu Fati now got
so dead. Can Barcelona like sue them? Like legit question.
I think they need proof. How do you prove that? Like, I think they're saying, I think they're saying that he was already had it injured and then it got it worse. I don't think it was necessarily like they did a, like if they did a procedure and then made it worse, then you can prove it. But yeah. And then you go into like the like logistics of that, like Spain will never call up a Barcelona player and then that would hurt the country. Like, you know, all that stuff. So I highly doubt it.
I have to tap on the Elsa Orange. Is that like $130 like 30 minutes ago? And I bid pretty high and someone just kept them bidding me up and bidding me up. It's like a $600 card and I was happy to win it around 500, but
build a snowman.
Yeah. I'm not going any higher. Did I get some dubs? Dubs in the chat.
Dubs in the chat.
I'm just kidding. Speaking of dubs, I'm going to have to divert here to some giveaway searching in a little bit.
True.
Have I not won anything yet? It's been on a few different things so far. What? Oh.
Wow, the T-Wolves got it within 8 points when they
They did. Yeah, they should have. They shouldn't have let it get that far away by me. I know that Jokic was going crazy. In any regard, he definitely had a great game. And I got up on the Spencer Strider. All right, I'm backing out of that now. Well, backing off of that, I should say. I'm not leading the bidding at this moment. It sounded like that Chavi was not very happy when he's asked questions about whatever his name is.
Gavi.
Fati today.
Oh, you asked questions about Fati?
He's asked questions about Fati, and he goes, we aren't at the end of the season. I don't speak about players that aren't on our team.
Well, technically, he's still on your team.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he means like in the current squad. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I kind of get it, but at the same time, it's like it's kind of a weird way to.
It's going to be hard for them to get a lot of money for him, so. The best move might be keeping him and just like trying to get him off the bench back into like a pretty good form, but
I guess so.
I don't know. Like the state of his knee has just got to be terrible. Like he's a way different player, and I think that was expected because it was the first time they had ever like done that surgery and expected a player to come back.
Right.
But yeah, he's only 21.
Fati is still only 21.
Yeah.
That's insane. Trying to figure out the giveaway. I'm keeping looking at things.
Here's my question. Why would you try and get a player like that who's looking for game time and not play him? Like it's not that like it's trended downhill. It like even like starting like the most amount of minutes he had played was like 45 minutes.
You're saying with Brighton?
Yeah, I don't understand that. Same thing with Giorena. Like, why would you want him if you're not going to play him?
Right. All right, getting my bids in on some giveaways here. Let's see if I can get the dubs for the chat that's watching right now. Have I told you that I'm addicted to buying Christian Yelich cards yet?
Yeah, I buy more. I kind of assumed that. I was actually gonna text you because you texted me. You're like, dude, I need to chill out with the PC cards.
And then, unless it's Christian Yelich cards.
Oh, did you say that?
No, I'm saying that now.
Oh, because like then you sent like 3 cards since then, which I find is hilarious.
Yeah, but I think the one that I sent you was like extremely expensive card. I don't remember what it was, but I feel like it was like a pretty expensive card. Is that Ben? He's trying to steal the Christian.
Reyna wasn't even in the squad when they faced Chelsea.
Oh, yeah, that's super odd. I guess I didn't really realize that. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, Ant does need Carl the Hoop. He can't beat the Nuggets by himself. I mean, it's got to be a team effort. They're way too good. That Roman Reigns is up to 5K and that Joe Mauer is still at, and that's at $7,500. So definitely got some big ones that hit bidding wars as we were kind of expecting. And I think Roman Reigns is going to keep on going. I thought it was going to end around 6K. Could end higher. That Mauer, I guess, next bid would take it to 9.3, which is pretty crazy. But makes sense for all the reasons I gave earlier. Yeah. Elsa's about to end. Nice looking card. Man, the Cardinals have been terrible. They lucky for them, they snuck one off of us. Not luckily that they did, but lucky for them, they snuck a game off of us today.
Yeah.
It was 4-3, right? It was 4-3. Yeah, we should have won. Had a couple just miscues on offense that hurt us. We scored runs right away, start the game, and then they just kind of kept on creeping and creeping, and then we couldn't do it. Did I get this Jordy Ortiz, though? Ah, nice. I don't have any Jordy Ortiz's, so I wanted to add this. He's actually a very solid player. He came over in the Corbin Burns trade. 42 for a PSA 10, Bowman Chrome Auto, Speckle up, $299. Not bad at all. Although I did forget to bid on his Super Fractor 1/1 rookie that ended tonight. So now I'm actually kind of sad that this reminded me I forgot to bid on
Wave of Emotions.
So. Yeah. That's okay, though. I feel like that might be one where I like would have bought it and I would have been like, oh man, did I really need to buy that? And then I would have been like, nah, I should just buy more Christian Yelich cards. Yeah, hopefully I can get this giveaway unlock for you all. Anyone have any wins yet tonight? Yeah, I saw that, Vinny. Did I forget to bid on it? Nah, I already have an auto of his just like this. Not PSA 10, but I don't need a second. But hopefully he – you said he was like out with an injury for a little bit, right? Hopefully he comes back strong. Oh, Julian, anything that you wanted to highlight? Yeah, I just kept on rambling, and here we are. So no, let's do it. No, let's do it. We're ready. Julian's all highlight. Right. So
the cards that I like that we didn't really talk about.
Because Aaron didn't let you.
Huh?
Is it because Aaron didn't let you?
No, no. I mean, if we have a good conversation, if we're having good conversations, you know, just we got to go with the flow. All right. First one. Sick card. Ronald Acuna, 2023 Cosmic Chrome Black.
Oh, yeah.
Love me some Cosmic Chrome, especially this past year. I think I've said it a couple times on here, and Aaron's heard it more than enough times. But Cosmic Chrome, so sick. And you, the black, like all of the designs, I'm just absolutely in love with. So, but the player on it's insane. As Aaron goes and takes my card off of his shelf.
Nah, it's not the super, it's the red auto.
My second card. But oh my gosh, beautiful cards. I love them so much, and yeah, had to talk about that one.
No, it's a sick card. I think it ended for what, like 550, 600. The autos sell extremely well. They're really hard to hit. There's like 4 autos per case, I think it was. Really good checklist. So when you get the big boys, it's they do sell pretty darn well for even non-rookies. Nice. JB Collect's got a Buffon tie-dye field level select PSA 10 and a Mallory Pugh out of 8 flood auto. Love it. Good to see you, JB Collects.
Nice pickups there. Second up, there's actually 2 of these, which I think was part of the reason it's very interesting to me. But there's the Calvin Ridley 2018 National Treasures out of 2. So there's a 1/2 PSA 10 that sold for $384. And then there's the PSA 9, 2/2.
Oh, what?
Super cool patches. But my thing is, if you're selling 2 of the same cards, they're likely not going to do as well as they would if you sold 1. So, I mean, I think the PSA 9 is a really nice card. Like, the grade to me isn't as big. I think that personally, that went pretty cheap because he's a really good wide receiver. I know he's had the scandal with the betting, coming off a great year with the Jags. That was just over 1,000 yards receiving, 8 touchdowns, and now he's on the Titans, where there's like not like a clear cut like best wide receiver on the team. I would say it's him.
Honestly, I didn't realize he made his way to the Titans.
Yeah. Yep. Made his way to the Titans. So you never know. I think the upside's there. And when there's a price like pretty cheap, and who doesn't love the Nike swoosh?
Yo, was that just a free agency thing?
Yeah.
So right now
out of nowhere.
So right now the Jags have got Christian Kirk, Gabe Davis, and they drafted Brian Thomas Jr. now.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that. Nice. That's pretty crazy to see these two sell in the same auction. Also, you know, for as much as we say, you know, it'd be interesting to see what one of ones do in PSA 10s versus what if they're in PSA 9s or SEC 10s, SEC 9s, whatever. This isn't like a 10 or a one of one, I meant, so it doesn't really apply the same as obviously there's two of them, but it kind of gives you a look into like, okay, well, the 10 at least pulls some premium, but surely it's not as much premium as other cards do. You know, that's only
that's not
double as much. It's not even 50% as much. But it is a nice look. And yeah, I would also agree, like probably, you know, maybe let the 9 go now, sell the 10 right at the start of the season.
Yeah. I agree. Next up, there was a nice Juju Watkins 2022 Refractor Auto.
Dude, I was watching that. I probably should have made a play on that. Did I miss out? Also, I got the giveaway, so I locked up. We'll show that here pretty soon. I'm really intrigued for women's basketball this year with Caitlin Clark on and see who dominates, but I'm sure that's what you're about to talk about.
Yeah, right, spot on, Aaron. You know your stuff. I was going to say exactly that. Caitlin Clark's gone, so the face of college basketball for women's is up in the air, and I've really loved the way Juju plays. Her super fracture sold in one of the auctions earlier this year, and I was like
– face.
Went off. Well, I mean, it's up. It's not a clear cut.
I know.
So that's all I'm saying. But I do love Paige Beckers. But I think it'll help her market, more eyes on her. But okay, don't flame.
No. I'll admit it. You know, I think
Paige is probably leading the way. But I'll say, you don't know what's going to happen. I think Juju has a lot to show, and there's a lot of players that have been transferring to USC. So
I mean, listen. Paige could be the face of women's college basketball this year, but she's got 1 year left, and then she's in the WNBA like Clark. Like, Juju could easily be the face of women's college basketball for 2 years after that, you know? So, like, I think everyone's going to have their time in the sun, or the two of them will have their time in the sun. I'm sure that even if Juju isn't, like, the number one face at this moment, she's definitely, like, 1B and will be talked about heavily, especially, like you said, they gained a lot of transfers in there. And I think my final four prediction going out of this last season was South Carolina, UConn, USC, and UCLA. And I still see those four being the final four. Now, obviously, other teams can come in, come out, like Notre Dame can maybe get in there and stuff. But those are my final four. So when we come back here, you know, 10 months from now, whatever it is, you talk to me and we'll see what the final four actually is.
Yeah. Holla at Aaron. So, last card that I'll talk about, another really cool one, kind of been on the Allen and Ginter vibes a little bit. Post Ooh. Malone, Allen and Ginter Auto. I totally should have bought this. Went for like a solid price. Post Malone Auto sold.
So, you do know that these are all signed in person, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Actually, I didn't think
if this was PAX certified, this would have sold way higher.
That's probably where the miscommunication was on my
end. No,
but still. Kind of sick.
I also don't know. To be fair, Real Music, I would disagree because Juju like have like a bunch of like 20-35% field goal percentage games in the high leverage moments of last season. Like Paige had absolute dominant performances through the conference championship into the March Madness. But to each their own. Juju's a great player. I'm not trying to like you know, diss on her or anything crazy like that. You know, I just think that Paige is a better watch, in my opinion, at this moment. Now Juju can grow into that. And also, yeah, Julian, like, it's a $2,000 card if it's PAC certified.
Yeah.
Good point.
Now, if you buy it for your PC, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But don't buy this thinking you're going to have it.
Either, like, in person or like, PAC issued, I still like the uniqueness with the Allen
Ginter
and Post Malone's
account. I mean,
if you looked at him and were like, that is one of the greatest, like, artists right now, it's crazy. And now he's, like, trickled into country, too.
Well, I just say, did you hear the new song with Morgan Wallen?
I think I have.
Which so it just released on Thursday. So you have had to hear it within the last couple of days.
Oh, no. I thought maybe he's been doing multiple, like,
they dropped some previews of it, I think, for a little bit leading up to it. But, to me, the song is, like, very pop-driven, so it doesn't really feel like a country song to me, given, like, I listen to quite a bit of country. And I like the song. It's really catchy, but I wish that Morgan Wallen had a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm assuming, like, they're targeting, like, the radio type.
They,
like,
definitely are, because, I mean, if I'm Morgan Wallen and it's, like, he's already huge, he's a mega star, but if it's, like, I can reach a whole nother demographic of listeners, like, of course I'll sing into a pop definitely. Song, you know?
Well, since, and he was on the... heard the song and we don't get copyrighted, why don't you just sing a part of it for us?
No, but also Morgan Wall was on The Voice and they made him sing a bunch of pop songs. They sang a country song, he got kicked off. So fun fact, if you didn't know that
Morgan Wall was on The Voice, is that how he
first 10 years ago? No, it's, well, yeah, I mean, it's 10 years ago, so it took him a while to be, after we're done here, you should look up the videos, dude. He looks hilarious. His hair is super long. He looks super young. It's really funny.
Oh my goodness.
It's really funny. Well, you should watch the
movie. He looks like Shaggy from
Yes, dude. That's what Caitlin said. Also, she's like, he looks like Shaggy. Dude,
you can't tell me this isn't Shaggy. Come on,
I know.
Not the video. Pull up a photo.
Okay, I'll share one.
Quick. I'll show this.
No, I got. It'll take me a second,
dude. Do the one with the voice, like where he's like posing, and it says The Voice behind him. Just look up Morgan Wall and The Voice, and then hit images.
There we go.
You cannot tell me that is not Shaggy.
No, dude, he could totally play Shaggy in a live action. He's got like a
little goatee too.
I know, dude. No, it's super funny. It's super funny. He's cool on there though. I'd give a couple of the videos a watch, and he has to sing One Direction on there, which is hilarious. Given he's a country singer, they made him sing One Direction.
Did he say like I mainly sing country, and they're like, nah, sing pop.
So there's quite a bit that goes with this, but yes. And then Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen and Luke Combs are like the two leading country music people right now by far. And Luke Combs got kicked off the show before they even went to the TV airings for it, like in like the big room auditions, because he sang country and they thought he was really good after his first audition. And then they kicked him off after the second because he sang a country song. They even let him on. So they missed the two biggest country stars like being on the show in like a big capacity because they didn't like that they sing country, and now they're like just mega stars.
Wow.
But all right. We turn back to the auction here. That really
more you know
transgress massively. Or digress, I should say. We've got the giveaway dubbed in the chat here. The
I know on-card who this is.
Tribute auto. Now I don't think he's particularly having like a great season, which is maybe why this was such a good deal. I just looked. He's actually having like a horrendous season, but at the same time, but at the same time, it allows us to give away an excellent card here because he's having a bad season. We got a good deal. It's a $20 on card autograph. Xander Bogaerts. He's a career WAR of 39, which is like very good. And he's just having a really bad season. Like it's brutal. He's at 536 OPS, a 58 OPS plus. He's way below average hitting capabilities right now, but we got a good giveaway. He's a very well-known player, and the Roman Reigns ended at $6,600. So there you go. If you're interested in that Roman Reigns, you have had to pay a pretty big to acquire it.
Corbin Carroll is still going. 2,600 pre-buy.
Wow! Time. Holy cow, dude! Yeah. I feel like that's like a huge price for that and what that is. I mean, it's a crazy sick card.
I thought for sure it was going to sell for like $1,000.
Dude, I mean, I way rather have. I think you can probably buy like a blue PSA 10 autograph for this, like a blue first auto. But it's a really cool card. Do not get me wrong.
Love the patches.
They do, but I'd way rather have a high-end Bowman Chrome autograph for that price. Really nice Allen Iverson refractor rookie in this auction. We are to 9:58. Once we hit 10 p.m., whoa, that's a pretty sick Brett Favre. I didn't really know that they have like a Jambalaya Jr. going on here. What is this?
That's amazing.
Jambalaya. 2000. It's called 2000, man, and they got a bunch of different like binary numbers in the background. 0101. They got different numbers down there. Really odd. But yeah, Jambalaya Jr. is what I'll call it. Yeah, hat patch, real music.
Now scroll down to the LeBron at $600. Or I don't know if you have filters on. There's a LeBron. Yeah, right there. Oh my goodness.
Looks like a magazine.
$600.
This is really a wild card to be at $600, given it's a modern mosaic insert gold.
You can go.
I was just saying, any golds out of 10 in the Panini era, if it's LeBron James, it'll sell for a lot.
Yeah. I'm going to say, like, from this angle right here that you're on scrolling, if I can't, like, right off the rip, like, say what the word is or, like, see what it is, that's a problem. Like, I'm looking, yeah. I see not, and then I'm like, what does that say? Sobriety?
notoriety, to clarify. Yeah. Andrew's like Skybox Premium Favre. Andrew's like, yeah, I know what that is, of course. You know, we got Mr. 1990s, 2000s football genius in the house. Andrew coming in hot. The Machado is very nice. I can't believe how much it is. That's a huge card. Black, I have 100. Dual patch of Scott Rolen and Albert Pujols from 2003 Ultimates. A sweet card as well. Any Cardinals fans would love to get that. I mean, Cardinals fans might need to buy those types of cards right now to reminisce on the glory days, considering how bad they are. They just lost their eight straight games and then won't beat us today. But we won three in a row. We took three of the four in the series. So that's a series dub by a wide margin. Iguodala, rookie patch auto. Oh, 10 p.m. Here we go, everyone. Join up in this giveaway for the Xander Bogaerts. Drop us a number one in the chat. If you like to get it on the free giveaway, we have a Topps American Heritage Bill Russell patch. Honestly, kind of cool.
Hilarious. No, I'm literally on. I was about to say, there's a Jackie Robinson bat one.
Of the same thing?
Yeah, 76.
What's the price? I missed it. Right there. That's awesome.
Dude, I'm like, that's insane.
That's super cool. I like that. There's also a Tony Dungy contenders autograph, which is pretty cool. Clear Albert Pujols. Oh my, I guess this is numbered out of 99, so it's really not that crazy of a card. The ticket stubs are normally like super low numbered. Jim, make sure you get like a number one alone. No words attached to it. Jim Baker dropping number one without any words on it. Otherwise, you might get left behind. Dude, so do you know what the Milwaukee Admirals are?
I'm going to guess that's either the like lower level baseball team or hockey team.
Yeah, AHL hockey team that's here. They're in the playoffs right now for the AHL, you know, like tournament. And one of my mom's friends' kid went to the game, ran into Bryce Terrain, Joey Ortiz, Sal Frelick, and Blake Perkins at the game. They were just sitting there watching the game. And it's like a pretty small stadium, so it's pretty sick.
Imagine you like just like bump into them. I'd be like starstruck. Probably say like some gibberish or something.
If you met your boy Bryce, you'd be like,
hi. I'd be like, hi, my name's Bryce. Hi, Bryce.
That was like me when I met Charles, dude. I was like, I wasn't expecting it, just as if you run into them at like a, you know, hockey arena. So like, I remember just being like I was like
that's the craziest thing though. Like, okay, like it's a Milwaukee thing for the Milwaukee players to go to. Like, still, it's kind of crazy. But Charles at a Bucks game, dude, I would have been like,
wait, I didn't meet him there. I met him at the race. I didn't meet him at the Bucks game.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Bucks game.
I did see him at the Bucks game, but remember, your boy is like way up in the 400 level, and he's like, or 200 level, and he's like sitting courtside. So
this was pre Slab Sox Black Card. So like, you'd be sitting next to him right now.
Him and Pierre Gasly were sitting courtside the first game of the NBA season on our ring ceremony night. It was so sick. That's it was the same weekend as the Austin F1 race, or the week before, whatever it was. Yeah, that was really cool, and we saw him.
Who's awesome. Ready yeah, for that, another McLaren win this weekend?
Dude, F1 is so back. It really is back. At least I hope. Giving you all another minute to jump into the giveaway. 10:04 Central Time. We're closing the door on the giveaway entrance.
If that Jackie Robinson's still in, I'm 100% choosing that.
Yeah, seriously.
That's also, there's this, like, one of the cheapest cards left, $33. Mrs. W.H. Harrison. You can't tell me that's not a dude with that on.
Who is Mrs. W.H. Harrison?
I don't know.
The original Splash Bro, Monte Ellis.
Oh, I thought you were saying the original Splash Bro was Mrs. W.H.
No. Stone Cold Steve Austin, 2008 Tops, PSN Gold. William Henry Harrison's wife. Well, of course we should ask Jay for all the non-sport info. And we are closed on the giveaway. Yeah, I mean, I also don't like F1 racing in Vegas. It's just not – it's just not it.
This Give another – Definitely not it.
What do you say?
This past year was the definition of not it.
To be honest, like, the race actually turned out good. Like, it was a really good race. But, like, everything around it and the setup and, like, it ruined everyone's, like – I heard, like, every local person, like, it ruined their work commute, like, everything and stuff like that.
Kicking the security, kicking people out because, like, the practices were pushed back because of that pothole. Like,
oh my gosh, dude, that is, I would be so mad.
Yeah. And Real Music 100%. It'll get better, but hopefully the big thing is the ticket prices go down, because when traveling to Italy or something is cheaper than going to Vegas, that's kind of a problem.
Julian, supposedly they ran into Bryce in the concession stand and they were talking to Terang in the how dope is that? He's just chilling waiting for like a brat.
He's I would have talked to him and left and then forgot that I was supposed to order something.
Yeah, you walk out like
empty. I'm satisfied.
All right, we gotta be getting close here, right? Soon. Yeah, we have to be for sure.
I'll go with the LeBron James.
Oh, we're down at 24. I was trying to handle the giveaway.
We're under, I think.
Is it Jackie sold?
Yeah.
Oh, we're way under.
I have a filthy mustache.
Is LeBron moving on to the next window?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll take the Albert Pujols clear out of 10.
Fair. The Ralph Temple dude, he's got a sick mustache. Allen and Ginter too.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that. It's just like a super, super old set.
I didn't.
Yeah, they had a lot of cards back in, like the tobacco cards. Okay, let's pull up.
Andrew,
giveaway.
As a college grad, if that's how I spent my money right away, I would have no money. So the academic system had failed me.
No, Julian needs to turn his Lando into an F1 experience.
Imagine.
All right, here we go. See, that'd be really fun, but then he'd be like, wow, I had this amazing Lando.
Yeah, piece. Yeah.
And then it'd be like, yeah, I feel like you should just save up and do it at some point. One. Is it going? Oh, there we go. Two. Give me Jim Baker for that W, baby.
How did I know this was going to happen?
Come on, Jim.
You retyping that one is not going to help. I'll go with Tanya.
Oh, I thought it was Jim. It was a starting with a J and then a one-letter last name.
Jim finished 17.
I know. Jeremy, congratulations.
Poor Jim.
I'm getting a Xander Bogaerts on card auto. Make sure to email info@slabstocks.com. And speaking of,
my LeBron got cooked.
Yeah, I'm cooked as well. We're both cooked right now.
Wow.
I can't believe the Pujols. That might have been the earliest that we both of us have been kicked out. Make sure to go to your account, Jeremy. Go to the preferences and email us your identity key on your account. It's a really long like character string, and that's how you can unlock your giveaway. We'll send it over to you. So there's only a few cards left in the auction. Make sure to give it a little brief if any of these find interest to yourselves. Like a really high-end Pele is out there. Should just pick the most expensive card. There's a Griffey and Jordan duel, which is crazy. White Sox, Jordan. There's a couple TCG things remaining, one piece. And then you've got the 1880 and 1889 cards. Everyone out there, I hope you all have had a wonderful Mother's Day. If you're able to spend time with your mom or wife or whoever it might be, I had a fantastic one. It was great ending the day on another Slabstock Sundays episode. Very fun episode, some funny moments, and I hope that everyone had a great time. So, Julian, great job. Thanks for your Julian's picks. Got some good highlights in there. And make sure to always check if you're buying an in-person auto or top certified autograph before you drop dollars if you think you have a great deal.
Yeah, excited for Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Finest release on Wednesday. Hopefully we get that checklist soon so we can actually start to talk about it. Finest UCC release on Wednesday morning, the newest soccer set, which has got a lot of really loaded chases in it this year with dual autographs, idols, you know, big Lumina Mall rookies and stuff. It should be a really fun release. So coming to Fanatics Live on Wednesday morning. If you're interested in soccer, if you like baseball, join myself tomorrow on Monday or virtually any days this week to rip some Bowman baseball. Should be a very fun time as well. So thanks, Julian. Thank you, everyone else, for joining. What's up with Topps Basketball? Topps Basketball returns this summer, non-licensed in August. Real Music Topps Chrome Basketball will be the first release. Stay safe, everyone, like Tom said, and we'll see you all next week for another Slabstock Sundays episode. Have a great one, everyone.